You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Eric Handa, co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets. AP Telecom combines superior customer service, cost-competitive telecom products, and deep experience across a wide range of sectors in the submarine cable and fiber industry to help clients achieve intelligent, sustainable growth. Eric, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be back.
Definitely good to have you as well. So tell us and tell our listeners about the latest and greatest with AP Telecom over the past year.
It's been a tremendous 12 months since last time we talked. We've seen about a 35% increase in client growth in many of the emerging markets that we operate in, Angola, Brazil, within the Southern Hemisphere. We've also seen growth in Indonesia, Singapore, markets that we operate in, and it's been, as I mentioned, really a phenomenal 12 months.
It certainly sounds like it. What are some of the defining trends that have changed the global telecom landscape since we last spoke?
Well, Eric, you know, a lot of the infrastructure that's out there for the telecommunications space, in particular fiber, has been aging. And a lot of folks, on the young side may think, oh, well, I have all these modern applications. There's a backstory, and there's a lot of infrastructure, brick and mortar, so to speak, that's supporting the apps and stuff that folks use today, like Facebook and Snapchat or what have you. The trends that we see is that this infrastructure is aging. A lot of it was deployed and built in 98, 99, 2000, and the lifespan, the shelf life, a lot of this stuff, in particular fiber, is approaching its end of term. It's becoming fairly antiquated. So a lot of that is being replaced. It's being replenished. So that's the biggest trend that we see, and it's being replaced, this infrastructure, in order to support the modern cloud solution, as well as the modern need for the Internet of Things, the IoT. You know, we hear about how your refrigerator is going to be able to be worked on remotely when you're in your car, or your stove is going to be on by the time you get home for your dinner. And that all requires bandwidth. That all requires infrastructure. And a lot of that needs to be replenished and replaced to support the modern requirements that technology is driving.
How has the role of social media and technology evolved in emerging markets since we spoke last? I know you touched on Snapchat and Facebook, but just touch on that a little further there.
Yeah, Eric, a lot of the folks in emerging markets in the last 12, 18 months, we've seen an increase in teledensity rates. So voice-to-voice calls have gone up, but we're also seeing a new trend that's happening with social media and technology, where mobile commerce, video, is taking place in markets that you never would have thought of in the past. If you go visit Africa, I've been to Africa two times in the last year and a half, and we're seeing folks that never had a smartphone before now are watching YouTube. They're watching different TV stations and videos, and that really is a new trend in emerging markets. The advent in the invitation of applications because the smartphones are in place, and the really low-cost smartphone devices that are really driving the rest of the ecosystem, whether it's the network, whether it's the content. It all starts with the smartphones, and smartphones are much more abundantly rampant in the market than they were a year and a half ago.
Real interesting information. Today we're joined by Eric Handa, once again co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. In layman's terms, can you explain to our listeners what role the submarine cable industry plays in the overall telecom landscape and how important it is in our daily lives?
Well, it's vital. Submarine cables enable really everything outside of the United States to happen. Just a data point for our viewers out there, there's roughly a half a trillion dollars a day that's transmitted financial transactions across submarine cables globally. That's how important submarine cables are. We see that many folks in the markets that are outside of the U.S., emerging markets, whether it's in Africa or Asia, they want to access content. They want to access whether it's YouTube or ESPN or what have you, CNN. Most of those servers and most of that content is sitting on the West Coast or the Eastern Seaboard, the East Coast of the United States. And what the submarine cable does, it enables the person that's outside the U.S. to get back to the coast, whether it's the East Coast or the West Coast, and that is the vital role that submarine cables play. Perception-wise, there's a lot of folks that think that satellites are driving communications and transmission, and that's not really the case. That's about 98-99% of all transmission that happens is through fiber, and mostly outside the United States, that fiber is submarine cable-driven.
Well, tell us, what should we expect from AP Telecom over the next year?
Well, we're going to continue to see profitable growth. Since 2010, we've been profitable. We're continuing that trend in an upward curvature. The emerging markets that we're focusing on remain the same. The Angola region in West Africa, Indonesia has explosive growth with a population of 220 million and growing. A lot of that 220 million is below the age of 30, and smartphone devices are coming in, so we're seeing an exponential growth of consumption of network capacity. And we're also seeing a growth in markets like Indochina. Myanmar just deregulated and opened up their market. We're seeing also Laos drive their network consumption needs. We have a large customer that's the second largest telco in Cambodia, EasyCom. They are building a new regional cable system to reach overseas content, to be less reliant on fiber networks and really more robust subsea networks. So in short, more profitable growth, more focus on emerging markets, and bringing know-how and knowledge and technology transfer to our customers overseas.
You recently completed the third installment of your now popular State of Subsea event series and your first in international territory. Can you tell our listeners a bit about State of Subsea and what you have planned for it in the future?
Sure. Really good question. The State of Subsea is a 501c charity. We made a donation last week in Southeast Asia in Bangkok. I was there. Just came back to the United States earlier this week. So as you can imagine, maybe some of our listeners out there are fighting jet lag sometimes when they travel. I'm fighting jet lag today, being up all night with the time difference. But we did launch our first event for the State of Subsea, which is sponsored by AP Telecom as well as Telecom Review Magazine and the PTC, Pacific Telecommunications Council, and Subtel Forum, as well as the North 6 Agency. Those are our primary sponsors of the event. This event, its primary aim is to educate the market on what submarine cables do, to provide collaboration, to provide a really overall assessment of how important cables are in emerging markets to the economy. As every new submarine cable comes in, it's a game changer for our country's GDP. Folks that were doing agrarian jobs such as farming can now perhaps work in a call center, or they can have back office operations for a finance center because the cost of connectivity has come down and enabled communications in such a way that didn't exist even 5-7 years ago for a lot of countries. So State of Subsea is fostering and facilitating that discussion. And as I mentioned, we do like to make a charitable donation for the markets that we're operating in and try to give back. This past event in Bangkok, we made a donation to Friends International, which helps children in Southeast Asia better their lives through socioeconomic programs.
Outstanding. In conclusion, what countries and economic markets would you recommend startup entrepreneurs who are looking to capitalize on emerging markets focus on today?
Well, Eric, I think you have to go where your relationships drive you. So if you have a relationship in a market that's largely going to dictate where you go. AP Telecom always looks at the relationship first, because a lot of things, for example, in the United States that we look at, such as contractual law or banking or protection under any sort of stopgap loss of anything that goes wrong, don't really hold water in overseas markets. The relationship is the first important thing, in many respects will guide you through the good and bad times. So for us, we try to really invest in markets that we have relationships. I may mention a couple of those during this radio broadcast. The first being Angola, Indonesia. We see pretty good uptake in those markets because our relationships are strong, and we invest in those relationships. For entrepreneurs that are out there, whether they're in the telecom business or they're in pharmaceuticals or they're in perhaps shipping, the emerging markets are more than just BRIC. It's more than just Brazil, Russia, India, China. I mentioned the acronym MAVEN. Mexico, Angola, Vietnam, Indonesia, Nigeria. Those are markets that are worth considering as we see kind of a second-tier growth happening that's really, in many respects, replacing some of the BRIC markets. As BRIC slows down, you know, MAVEN is really starting to take the pole position there.
Really exciting information. Sounds like you have some exciting news every time we do speak. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about AP Telecom online and how they can kind of follow your success rate as it happens.
Sure. Thank you. The two websites that I'd like to just mention to our listeners out there is www.aptelecom.com. That has all the information on us as a company, as well as our social media outreach apps such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And anyone that's interested in learning about submarine cables can go to www.stateofsubsea.com. And there are some videos of all the events, in particular the last week's event in Bangkok, if anybody wants to learn about how a system is deployed in the water and desktop planning and how governments around the world look at the economic impact of a new submarine cable. That's all in those videos. So feel free to check it out.
We've been speaking with, once again, Eric Handa, co-founder and CEO of AP Telecom, a leading telecom and fiber consulting company specializing in emerging markets. And once again, the websites of reference, it's aptelecom.com as well as stateofsubsea.com. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
You bet. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.